She knowingly broke the law. Officials charge Russian-born Harvard scientist with trying to smuggle frog embryos into U.S. by Amy Furr on May 15, 2025. Federal officials have charged a 30-year-old Russian-born scientist with trying to smuggle frog embryos into the United States. The Harvard University researcher is identified as Ksenia Petrova, who was arrested in February, the Associated Press, AP, reported on Wednesday. Authorities sent her to a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, facility in Louisiana after she was taken into custody, and she is waiting to hear whether a judge's decision will deport her back to Russia. In a press release on Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts announced that Petrova, a Russian citizen, was charged with one count of smuggling goods into the United States and arrested on Wednesday, per the charge. The attorney's office continued. According to the charging documents, on February 16, 2025, Petrova arrived at Logan International Airport in Boston via an inbound flight from Paris. Upon her arrival, Petrova was stopped by Customs and Border Protection agents after a law enforcement canine allegedly alerted its handler to the defendant's checked duffel bag on the baggage carousel. Per protocol, law enforcement removed the bag from the carousel and brought it to an agricultural secondary inspection area for further screening. There, an officer inspected the contents of the bag and allegedly discovered the biological items, a foam box containing clawed frog embryos in microcentrifuges, as well as embryonic samples in paraffin well stages and on mounted dyed slides. All biological products require a permit for entry and require the individual to make a declaration to Customs and Border Protection at the port of first arrival. It is alleged that, when approached by law enforcement, Petrova initially denied carrying any biological material in her checked baggage. However, when asked again, Petrova allegedly admitted that she was carrying biological material. She allegedly claims she was unsure that she was required to declare such material when entering the country. According to the charging documents, however, Petrova's phone revealed text messages from an individual identified as one of Petrova's colleagues informing Petrova that she was required to declare the biological material, the U.S. Attorney's Office noted. It is alleged that in another text message conversation with an individual identified as her principal investigator, Petrova was asked how she planned to get through customs with the biological samples, to which she replied, "No plan yet. I won't be able to swallow them," the office continued. Petrova has reportedly claimed she was unaware the items needed to be declared and denied trying to smuggle anything into the country, according to the AP article, which added that she was later informed her visa was being cancelled. The AP reported in April that Petrova fears she will be locked up or worse if she is deported back to Russia. "If I go back, I am afraid I will be imprisoned because of my political position and my position against war," she stated. In a social media post on Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shared a screenshot of a CBS News report's headline about the charges against Petrova. The agency said, "Reminder, the individual was lawfully detained after lying to federal officers about carrying substances into the country. A subsequent canine inspection uncovered undeclared petri dishes, containers of unknown substances, and loose vials of embryonic frog cells, all without proper permits. Messages found on her phone revealed she planned to smuggle the materials through customs without declaring them. She knowingly broke the law and took deliberate steps to evade it," the post reads. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney Leah B. Foley addressed Petrova's case in a video posted on Wednesday. "The rule of law does not have a carve-out for educated individuals with pedigree. The U.S. visa that Ms. Petrova was given, which was revoked by customs officials as a result of her conduct, is a privilege, not a right," she said. Ms. Petrova's alleged lies and disregard for the health and safety of others have resulted in her arrest today on criminal charges. "It is unfortunate that the New York Times allowed her alleged lies to be perpetuated with Ms. Petrova's guest essay," Foley said. "Another instance of the media not allowing facts to get in the way of a good story."